이제.
Okay. Used to it. All right. There is a Gemara in Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, which brings as follows: Tanya Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Ezra Tikein Lahem Yisrael Sheikayrim Klados Shibataras Kohenim Kodem Atzeres. Ezra was misakein the minute that we have today, that approximately a week and a half before Shavuos, we lay from the Klodos in Bechukosai. In other words, we always, a little bit before, there's an interruption. We lay one more Parsha before Shavuos to interrupt between the Klodos and Shavuos, but a week before the Shavuos, the Parsha before the last Parsha, we lay the Klodos. Ube Mishnah Torah, call them Rosh Hashanah. And likewise, we lay the Klodos in Devarim also right before the same breaks of time before Rosh Hashanah. So it works out that the two Klodos that are in the Torah, one is before Rosh Hashanah and one is before Shavuos. Says Abaye, the reason is because at the end of the year, we want to have the Klodos, in other words, before the Yom HaDin, we should have the Klodos, and then we should say basically the Klodos are, you know, we passed them, we skipped them, and now we're going weiter. So the Gemara says, Bishlama on Rosh Hashanah, the Dvarim, that's before the end of the year. But where is Kadesh Tikla Shana the Klodos now? But where in Vayikra, Atu Atzeres Rosh Hashanah, is Shavuos considered Rosh Hashanah? So the Gemara says, in, yes, Atzeres Nami Rosh Hashanah, Atzeres Shavuos is Rosh Hashanah, to Tanan, Atzeres Al Peres Eden. Because we know that it says in the Mishnah that on Atzeres and Shavuos were judged on the fruits of the tree. That's the Gemara. So I heard from one of the Gedolim Eretz Yisrael, Rav Yosef Kohn Zatzal, he asked the question, that okay, Atzeres were judged on the fruits of the tree. But we're also judged on Sukkot, on the Mayim. We're judged on Pesach. So why? What's special about Shavuos? Okay, there's a few times in the year the Shlosh Regalim we're judged. So why we put the Klada? Okay, Rosh Hashanah we understand. That's the real judgment. Okay, but there are these other judgments we don't take them seriously. I mean, we should. We don't even know what they mean. Atzeres, on Peres, Mayim. Okay, so why? Shavuos, they pick Bedavka the Klodos. So he quoted the Shalah. The Shalah brings from an early Sefer. I'm not familiar with the Sefer. It's quote a Sefer, I assume it's a Kabbalah Sefer, Tolas Yaakov. The Shalah basically says, the Tolas Yaakov says that the Shavuos is very similar to Rosh Hashanah. Because just like the physical world was created on Rosh Hashanah, the spiritual world was created on Shavuos. And Shavuos is a Yom HaDin basically on the spiritual world. Just like the physical world, the Yom HaDin is on Rosh Hashanah. Spiritual world, Yom HaDin is on Shavuos. And when it says that Shavuos, a person, is nidan on a peiris, it means the remez, he says, peiris is from means a neshama. He says a peiris means ki a peiris heim a neshamas haporches meilonos hakadosh baruch hu. Peiris means from the fruits that grow from the tree of hakadosh baruch hu. But oidam nidam b'yam zahav atayra. Then he has a second shot that we're judged on Shavuos on oidam haba, which is probably very similar. Which means as follows, I think this is pretty much well known, that the Ramchal, Moshe Chaim Litzato, basically explains in the Derech Hashem that Yom Tovim are not what we call birthday parties, are not anniversaries. We don't celebrate a Yom Tov as a commemoration. The Pshat is a concept that certain days have inherent skudas for certain things. The fact that something happened on that day is really a siman, not a sign that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in that day certain special skudas. For example, Pesach, really we find things before Pesach, things happened on Tesvav Nissan, where there was the HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming to Avram Avinu, there was eating matzah. This was all before Yetzias Mitzrayim. So there's an inherent Kedusha on Tesvav Nissan. Because of that skuda that it had for Geula is why Yetzias Mitzrayim took place on that day. So the fact that Yetzias Mitzrayim took place on that day is a simen and a siba, because it reinforces the inherent Kedusha. Once it's Yaitzim and Akayach HaWapayo. And now that day becomes Nesugo for eternity for Geula. So we go ahead and we celebrate Pesach because we want to get the Skuda of that day. So every Yontif has a special Skuda according to the Ramchal. And the purpose of celebrating Yontif is to take out. It's just like we have Purim says that you should have your court case. You should go during Adar, because there's a skuda to be more successful in Adar. If you have a court case, don't go during Av, because there's a skuda during Av, you lose to the Goyim. Days have inherent skudas. So what happened on a day is a simen siba that day has a for eternity. So what happened on Rosh Hashanah was Brias HaEidam, Adam HaRishon, Brias HaEidam. So therefore, for eternity, the world is recreated, the Gashmias of the world is recreated on Rosh Hashanah. So there's a Dion on the Gashmias on Rosh Hashanah. While since the Torah was given on Shavuos, so every year the Torah, so to speak, is re-given on Shavuos. And there's a Dion, a person is judged, to see how much Torah you will receive for this year, how much Siyata D'Shmaya you'll get, how many opportunities. Obviously, it's up to your Bechira through the year, but how much Bechira, Siyata D'Shmaya, will you get during the year to succeed in learning? Because Matna, the Nesina Satara repeats itself through every year on Shavuos. That's what the Ramchal says. So therefore, the Gemara, which is Rav Yosef Kahn said, the Gemara is very fine, because the two main Yom Tovim of the year is Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos. Much even, not that Pesach and Sukkot is also some kind of din, but the main din is to be done on your Gashmias and done on your Ruchnias. So that's why when the Chazal, when Ezra wanted to put the Tochacha before the Yom HaDin, which makes sense, that's when you would put the Tochacha, so he put it before Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos. He made it, worked it out, that the Tochacha we shall lay before Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos. With this Mahalach, it makes a lot of sense, and it's a very interesting that both Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos have a days before it. Rosh Hashanah has Elul, which is 40 days before it. Shavuos has Sfira. Sfira is the same, is in a certain sense, Sfira to Elul, to Shavuos, is like Elul to Rosh Hashanah. Remember, I once read a story there about Rav Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld. When he was, I believe, a teenager, he got sick, and he went to the doctor, got better, whatever, but the doctor told him he has to take a vacation, he has to rest up, he has to get, even though he got better, he has to get stronger, he has to take some off from yeshiva. And sure enough, as you would expect Rav Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld, the next day, he's back in yeshiva. So his Rebbe comes over to him, and screams at him. It's a mitzvah, shmart misnaf shosechem. The doctor told you, you have to take off time, rest. What are you doing in yeshiva? So it said, Rav Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld, as a boy, as a teenager, said, doctor said, I have to take a vacation, I'll take a vacation. But not during Sfira. Chas v'shalom, during Sfira. Take a vacation. These days are too important. After Sfira, after Shavuos, I already passed Shavuos property, I'll take my vacation. Not going to waste Sfira days on a vacation. So there's a special concept that Sfira, every day in Sfira, if we read the Yehiratzin after Sfira, has a special Seguda. The Ramchal says that each day has a different Seguda for a different Memtashari Kedusha, and therefore that is the purpose of the Sfira. I think if you go into it a little more, there is still a nuanced difference, maybe more than a nuance, a major difference in the difference between Elo versus Sphira. Explain it a little bit, maybe with an introduction. There's a famous Gemara in Kedushin. If a person is Mekadesh and Isha, Amenashini Tzadik. Some Geras says Amenashini Tzadik Gomor, different Geras says in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, even if he's a Rasha Gomor, we're Choshishim for the Kedushin. Why? Shema Hira Tshuva Belibo. So it's a machlekes in the Rishonim, it's brought down the Beis Yosef. What happens if he was a Rasha, they know them lechavero. He was a Ganav. We know a Ganav can't get Kapara when he's Heshev es Exeda. And also, if you've been other than lechavero, you have to ask Mechila from the person. So how can you be Cheshesh? Maybe he did Tshuva, and he did Tzadik, because maybe here at Tshuva Belibo won't help. Because he didn't, he a minute ago he stole, right? He goes and he steals something, and then he goes to a woman and he says, "Hare am mekudeshes, am anashni tzadik." See, well, maybe here at Tshuva, but you didn't heishev as exeila, you didn't ask for mechila. So there's different answers, but the minchas chinuch, and I think that, because minchas chinuch answers, I think other people too, it's shnei dinim nefadim. There's kapara and being a tzadik. A kapara means you're forgiven. You're not going to get punished for your avers. A tzaddik is the situation in the present. If Hashem never gave the concept of tshuva, person can be a tzaddik and you have certain chiyuvim, that avers that we'll have to take care of. But a tzaddik means right now you're a tzaddik. A tzaddik is treated especially. A tzaddik's tefillas are mekubo. A tzaddik gets special siyata d'shmaya. A tzaddik is a status in the present. Tzaddik is not contingent on getting kapara for your averis. Kapara for your averis is so you shouldn't get punished. Okay, that's a nice thing. But you could be a tzaddik without getting kapara. So what the Minchas Chinuch says, a person is mekash and isha amenash and he's tzaddik, avade for sure, he's not getting kapara in his averis because he didn't do veheshev es exeda, and he didn't do after mechila, so he can't get kapara. But he could be a tzaddik. If he was mekabel, mikama haba, sincerity, he's going to be a tzaddik. He could be a tzaddik. So what you have is that there is a concept of kapara awa avar, and there's being a tzaddik in the hoive. There's the past and the present. So it seems that's the difference between the elo and svira. According to the Ramchal, what happened during elo? Elo was when Moshe Ben Yisrael did the Chet Ha'ego, Moshe Rabbeinu went up second time to Har Sinai, 40 days, to ask for Slicha. And Klal Yisrael did Tshuva. And it culminated when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying on Yom Kippur, Salachti Kidvarecha. So these 40 days were the days of Tshuva and getting Slicha. And that's where the Rambam writes clearly, these are the days of all year. It's easier to do tshuva during Elo, during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, than any other time during the year, because Baruch Hu is sooner forgives, because again, history repeats itself. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it wasn't just coincidental that Hashem said, Salati Kedvarech on Yom Kippur. There was a skula, and it's a siba and a simen and a siba, that Yom Kippur is a day for Mechila, because that's what happened. Therefore, it remains that way for Dairus. What happened in Svira, it wasn't that Bnei Yisrael did Averis. Bnei Yisrael were on Memtah Sharei Tumah, but it doesn't necessarily seem that that was an Avera. Could be they were Anusim, they were Mitzrayim. But in order to reach Kabbalah HaTorah, they had to get the Memtah Sharei Kedusha. It's not brought down there was a question of Tshuva. It was a question that they couldn't receive the Torah without being on the Madrega of Memtah Sharei Kedusha. So what they needed, the 49 days of Sfira, the Ramchal says that each day of the Sfira, they removed themselves from one of the Sharei Tumah and went into one of the Sharei Kedusha. They did that for 49 days. So therefore, each day of the Sfira is Mesugo, not for Slicha, but for becoming a Tzaddik, for becoming Kaddish, for going away from Tumah. There's similarities. Because in order to do tshuva, you have to have aziv esachet. In order to become a tzaddik, you need aziv esachet. But it's not exactly the same. That's why in Elul we have Slichas, we have Vidui, we ask Mechira from our friends. We don't have that during Sfira. Because in Sfira we're not trying to get Slicha, we're trying to reach a certain Madrega that we're Roy for Kabbalah Satorah. It's nice to get Kapara too, but that's not the Ma'akev. The Ma'akev is, in order to be Zoyche to Kabbalah Satorah, you have to be a Tzaddik. The more Tzaddik you are, the more Siyata Dishmaya you get. You didn't get forgiven on your Averis? Okay, that's a problem. You have to get punished, but it doesn't take away from your being a Tzaddik, and it doesn't stop you from making a Kabbalah Satorah. So therefore, the emphasis, and it's again the history repeating itself, of Slicha, of Slifira, is to work on becoming the Tzaddik, to stop the Memta Shari Tumah, and to reach the Memta Shari Kedusha. Slightly different than Elul, where the emphasis is on getting Slicha. Okay. So the Shaila is, once we have this introduction, how do we do that? Now, obviously that's, everyone has a million answers. How does one go ahead and reach Kedusha? How does one reach, we say this a din on Adam Haba, how does one reach Adam Haba? But I just like one answer, which is based on a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. It is very fascinating, and I think very Yesidistic. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Ches, says as follows, that when Rav Yossi ben Kisma became sick, so Rav Chananya ben Trajan went to visit him. So Rav Yossi ben Kisma told him that, I hear you're risking your life teaching Torah, you're probably going to get killed on Kiddush Hashem. What's going on? And he said, oh yeah, I know. He said, Mishamayim Yirachmu. Okay. It says, Tomaniim lo yitrifu oischa v'sefer Torah be'esh. Okay, so Rav Yossi ben Kisma told Rav Chananya ben Trajan that, we know what's going to happen is that the Romans are going to burn you with the Sefer Torah, which is what eventually happened. Omer lo Rebbe, so Rav Chananya ben Trajan asked Rav Yossi ben Kisma, that's the way most people learn Pshat, Ma ani lechaye Odom Haba. Will I get, what is my status as far as Odom Haba? Omer lo, so he asked him, Klum maisa bodi yotcha, did you ever do anything? Omer lo, Moshe Purim nischalfili b'moshe staka, I designated Moshe for Purim for the Suda, whatever, to enjoy, and it got mixed up with money of staka. V'chalaktim aniyim, and I was machmir, and I gave all the money to aniyim. So I did this mitzvah. Amar lo, so he answered him, Cain, if you did that, mechelkecha yechelki, umigarcha yegarati, havai, I should be like you. And then it says, and the next thing, soon enough, Rav Chananya ben Trajan was killed on Kiddush Hashem. So the Gemara says Rav Chananya ben Trajan asked a question from his Rebbe, what am I for Olam Haba? He asked him, did you do anything? He told him this one mitzvah he did, that he gave the Moz Purim that got mixed up in the Moz Taka. He says, you did that, Gavaldik, Havai, I should be like that. And that's the Gemara. So the Kasha is obvious. I mean, Rav Chananya ben Trajan was a Tana. He did millions of mitzvahs. He learned every second, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, he davened. Plus, he gave his life as Kiddush Hashem, which they knew already. So what do you think? What am I into Olam Haba? And he answered, I did a mitzvah, I gave Moshe Purim that got mixed up. So the Rambam asked the question, basically, doesn't it? The Rambam in the Perish Mishnayos, the last Perish Mishnayos in Makkos, the Mishnah says, "If he shiratz haKadosh Baruch Hu zakos v'sisrael, if he could hear b'em Torah mitzvahs." Famous Mishnah. So the question is, how is giving more Torah mitzvahs mezakeh Yisrael? So the Rambam says, famous Rambam. He says, "Me'ikrei emuna b'Torah." One of the basic emuna
Ki kishikayim ada mitzvah metaryak mitzvahs kiroi kahoigim.
When you do one mitzvah properly,
v'lo yishatei bimo kavona mikavona sa'odah mishum panim,
you have no ulterior motive,
and a yaso so the shmo me'ava,
k'mo shepiyarte,
hinei zoka bo nechayom haba.
That's shot here. Hashem gave us the feet, Ratzai Kosh Baruch Hu, the Zakas Yisrael.
Therefore, he gave us many mitzvahs.
Ki ha-mitzvahs b'yosam harbe,
since there's so many mitzvahs,
he efshar shlo yaseh ba'odam chayev achas mayem.
You have so many mitzvahs, it's impossible that one you won't do right.
And you do one right, you'll get odam haba.
And that's shot in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah.
The Rav Chananya ben Tradin asked, what am I v'oyim haba?
They answered, did you ever do a mitzvah right?
He said, one time I know I did a mitzvah right.
And, you know, b'shleime said, oh, okay.
So that's him.
So he's saying pshat is like this. To get v'oyim haba, simple pshat in the Rambam,
you need to do a mitzvah right.
Rav Chananya ben Tradin did hundreds and thousands of mitzvahs, but they were all, he was choyshesh,
you know, if they were, but he was nervous
that they were missing an adakus of shleimus,
but this mitzvah he knew he did right.
So he says, oh, you get adam haba for that.
Problem is, and it's obvious problem, is that we know from many, many places that you don't need to do a mitzvah right to get adam haba.
There's so many gemaras, and the Rambam himself says it, that when a person dies, there's a scale.
If you're more mitzvahs, you're a tzaddik, and you go to Olam Haba.
More averis, you're a rasha, and you don't go to Olam Haba.
He says it. It's not weighed according to the quantity, but quality.
But the Rambam says clear in Hilchos Tshuva that a person who has more mitzvahs than averis goes to Olam Haba.
So again, what's the Rambam here saying?
That Rav Chananya ben Tradin was saying, when am I going to get Olam Haba?
And he said, oh, because I had one mitzvah.
What do you need one mitzvah for?
You got more mitzvahs than averis.
So, again, many answers. But Rav Isaac Shear, Rav Shiva Salboka, says the answer. I think other people say it too. That Rav Chananya ben Tradin wasn't asking, am I going to get Olam Haba?
Of course he knew he was going to get Olam Haba.
Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chedek Olam Haba.
If Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chedek Olam Haba,
he thought he won't get a Chedek Olam Haba.
But there are hundreds and thousands of levels in Olam Haba.
There's Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chedek Olam Haba.
There's Ben Olam Haba. There's Mezumin Olam Haba.
There's all kinds of different Ashinas in Chazal which designate different levels.
There's probably hundreds, thousands, millions of levels.
So his kasha wasn't, will I get Olam Haba or not?
His kasha was, Ma'anin Olam Haba, what level am I going to get?
Am I going to be just like every other person, Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chedek Olam Haba?
Because I have more mitzvahs than averis.
More mitzvahs than averis is very nice.
It gives you a chedek l'olam haba.
Or am I going to be something special?
So he said, you want to be something special.
For that, you have to do a mitzvah b'shleimus, special.
Did you ever do a mitzvah b'shleimus?
Yeah, I did one time.
Oh, you did one time a mitzvah b'shleimus,
then you're beyond, way beyond the madrega of Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chedek L'Olam Haba,
and you get this special Chedek in Olam Haba.
That's how Rav Isaac Shear learns the Gemara and the Rambam.
But what comes out is a tremendous Musar Haskel, and
the Rambam says it's efshar not to do one mitzvah
b'shleimus. Right, that's right. He says we have so many mitzvahs your whole life. You know, one time, you do a mitzvah every second, you learn, you make a bracha. It says, come on, it's the answer, you won't do a mitzvah of shleimus.
So what's the big deal about shleimus?
Okay, I assume there are different levels of shleimus. You know, I would assume, it's a good gosh. I assume that there are different, you know, there's higher levels of shleimus, and higher levels, I assume.
So get it, not David.
No, but there's different levels. There's different madrigas. In other words, to get the higher level of Olam Haba, you need certain levels of shleimus. I know the Rambam says, you know, when he describes
shleimus was for a higher level of Olam Haba.
Right, but there are different levels. And that also has different levels.
Yeah. So I assume, otherwise, you know, you'll put us out of business because we're not going. The Rambam's level is, when he describes it, is that the Lashon is with B'Ava without any Pneus, you know, then we'll be out of business.
Kishigayim ada mitzvah le'yishatei v'imu ha'kavona mi'kavona sa'olina b'shom p'niyah.
Okay. Anyway.
The Maisa, what it comes out, according to Rav Isaac Shear's Pshat in the Gemara, and I think he says it beferish, is that Rav Chananya ben Trajan did a whole life of mitzvahs. He was a Tana. It was Talmud Torah, Keneged Kulam. He gave his life al Kiddush Hashem. But when he wanted to decide whether he's going to reach the highest midrash in Olam Haba, his raya was because he one time gave Moses Purim property. When Moses stuck it really property. Which means, says Rav Isaac Shear, that the one time that he gave stuck a property was considered a greater schus than all the Talmud Torah and being dying al Kiddush Hashem and all the other mitzvahs they did his whole life. That's what Rav Isaac Shear says. And other people say, I think Rami HaKadosh says it, that a mitzvah, one mitzvah done b'shleimus, can be greater than hundreds of thousands of mitzvahs not done b'shleimus. Because the quality, it's the same thing we say in davening, toiv ma'at b'kavana, that quality takes precedence over quantity. So about that you can get Olam Haba because you have more mitzvahs than aveiros. But in the quality, what he's saying is, you Rav Chananya ben Trajan, want that quality of a tremendous madrega in Olam Haba? You want that quality? It's the one mitzvah gives him more. He didn't say, his Rebbe didn't say, oh, you'll get it, don't worry, you gave your life al Kiddush Hashem. Okay, because he says, I think Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says, because he was nervous that when he gave his life al Kiddush Hashem, because it was in public, so maybe there was a negia of COVID, but whatever it is. So all the other mitzvahs, he wasn't sure if it was done with perfection. But this mitzvah, he did it with perfection, so the schar is greater. So what basically comes out is what seems like, doesn't even sound like such a difficult mitzvah. It doesn't say it was a tremendous amount of money. But doing one mitzvah, the quality, the shleimus, can be, in a certain sense, a person can do a lifetime of mitzvahs. And one mitzvah, the quality, and depending, I assume, it's proportion. It's not all or nothing. You know, the Rambam does say shleimus, you get the highest. But Mistamba, so if it's the shleimus, it's the highest. So half shleimus is half highest, whatever the proportion is. So if you do the shleimus, it's such a tremendous thing. I know my Rosh Yeshiva, the Tzal, quoted the same idea in Rus. We have in Rus, we have that it says that when Rus asked Boaz why you were so nice to me, so Boaz says, who gained the koash rasisis chamoseich achrei mos ishech vatazovi ovich v'imech v'eres molateich. So the Targum, we don't know exactly which Targum this is from, but it's from the time of Chazal. This is not Targum Unkel, it's a different Targum, but it's from the Chazal, I believe. So it says, he says it means as follows. Hugad means is Amr Olai bin Nevuah. I was told in Nevuah that I see them the Mebech Minoch Malchin and Nevi'im, that you're going to be Zeicha to have kings and the Nevi'im. In other words, you're Zeicha that Malchus Beis David and the Nevi'im will come from you. Why? Begin. Because Tivusek the Avdekim Chamosek the Mefarnesek Yosek Basar the Misbalich, because of the mitzvah that you did chesed to your mother-in-law, that you fed her after your husband died, and second of all, because you left your avodah zarah and you came to a separate nation and you were megayer. So the Rosh Yeshiva that Tzal pointed out, it's mashma from the Targum. It's two separate things, and each one is like equal. Maybe even the first one mentioned is first. The first one that he's zayicha for that to have the malachim and the nevi'im is because you supported your mother-in-law. So there are a lot of people help their mother-in-laws. Such. Maybe the second thing, tremendous mesiras nefesh. You went ahead, and she's a bas melech. She left her kingdom. She goes to a country. She's a ger. She's megayer. Okay, I understand the second one. But the first one is before she was megayer. Before that you went in, the law that says that you supported your mother-in-law when your husband died. This is not such a gevaldic thing. He says, but apparently, by Ruth, it was a gevaldic thing. Ruth did it properly. She did it with the right kavana, with the right mesiras nefesh. So by her, the nevuah was, Boaz had a nevuah. For that mitzvah, you got tremendous char. You're going to be you're the one that's going to get the malchus based off it. The dafka from you, not from anyone else. Because it's one and the two. There are two mitzvahs. But this is what 50% at least of the reason because of this mitzvah. So that same idea that sometimes, it's not like Ruth didn't do other mitzvahs in her life. I'm sure she did many other mitzvahs. But this, you can do sometimes one mitzvah. The shleimus, you can go ahead and get tremendous, tremendous schutz. The Chofetz Chaim in the there's a sefer called Likutei Emorim, I believe. He says, he brings a very beautiful mashal to bring out this point. First of all, he explains it a little bit, the same idea. He says that you find by a diamond. He says you have a diamond. A diamond's worth a certain amount. He says you get rid of, if most diamonds have a certain amount of flaws. I'm not really a bucky in diamonds. Okay. He says, you make it a little drop flaw, one less flaw. He says, to the human eye, it looks almost exactly the same. He says, the price doubles. He says, you get rid of another flaw. He says, if it's a flawless diamond, it's wow. He says the same thing. If most diamonds are a certain size, and your diamond is a drop bigger than most, so it's a rare diamond, something that's rare becomes worth tremendously more valuable. It's the rareness. Anytime something is rare, it doubles, triples, or maybe 100 times in value. So a regular diamond, okay, plenty of diamonds like that. But once you do something special, makes it rare, it goes up in value tremendous. So he gives a mashal. He says that there was a person who spent his life collecting svarim. And he collected, he had a warehouse, and he had hundreds and thousands of svarim. Came at the end of his life, he decided he wants to sell. You know, he's retiring, he's going to sell. And he has dreams, he's going to make so much money, he's going to sell his svarim collection, tens of thousands of svarim. Well, imagine how much money he's going to make. So he hears about a dealer that pays top bucks, top dollars for every sefer. Oh, great. So he calls him down to come. I have this amazing collection. So the buyer comes. He goes into his warehouse. And he sits there hours and hours going through all this svarim. And the owner, the Balbus, is thinking, dreaming, millions and millions. Okay. No, the buyer comes out. He's holding three svarim. He says, okay, I'll take these three. He says, three svarim? I got tens of thousands of svarim there. He says, yeah, okay, but I pay top dollars. But for top dollars, we only pay top quality. You have to be in mint condition. I went through every cipher. Every cipher had something wrong with it. This one, a page was missing. This one was waterlogged. This one, the pages were bent. This one, your grandchildren scribbled in it. Whatever. It's something. Every sefer, you're right, you had tens of thousands of svarim, but they were all slightly damaged. And it's like, great, Dad, slightly. Sell it to someone else. People will give you money for it. But this special dollars that I give, only mint condition, with all your tens of thousands of svarim, there were three that were mint condition. So he says the same thing. He says, we go ahead, we do mitzvahs. We say, person, we learn Talmud Torah, Connecticut Kudam. Person, the famous Chofetz Chaim Cheshbon. Every minute, every word, every minute you're doing about, I don't know how many mitzvahs I forgot is Cheshbon. But if every word is a mitzvah, and every 1 minute you can do like 60 words, and it comes out hundreds of thousands of mitzvahs of learning a day. And in davening, we have 100 brachas a day. If you have a year, you're talking about thousands of brachas. And etc. You go through the person's life of 70, 80, 100 years, 120 years. Person does hundreds and thousands of mitzvahs, literally. And he says, but you want to go ahead. Obviously, we believe there's schar. We're not belittling the schar for mitzvahs. That's not the point. And no one's trying to belittle even a mitzvah that's done shalo lishma, and it done even oig melech haboshin did a mitzvah with the wrong kavana, and he still got tremendous, tremendous schar. So obviously, every mitzvah, even with all the psudim, is a tremendous schar. But the ma'isa, the schar that you get, you want to get the top dowers, the greatest reward. He says it's very shayach v'achar meyav v'eshem. A person's going to come up to Shemayim and they'll tell him, you know, the greater. Okay, you did do yashikayach. You did one mitzvah right. That's what the Rambam says. You see that even the Rambam. It's like an amazing Rambam. The Rambam says, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us so many mitzvahs? So I would have said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us so many mitzvahs, so when I come up to Shemayim, I'll tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look, I got millions of mitzvahs. He says, no, Hashem gave us so many mitzvahs, so that we're guaranteed that we'll do one right. In other words, that one right is more important, is a greater schus for us than all the mitzvahs. And we made it, first of all, we should make sure we do one right. And imagine if we, instead of doing one right, we did two right. And if instead of doing two right, we did 20 right, we'd be way, way up there. I assume that for record, Rav Chananya and Trajan did more than one right. But in his anivis, he was only guaranteed he did one right. But the point is that a person, it's one of the eitzes. The people, Baruch Hashem, many people that are, we do mitzvahs, and we do, but the question is, the world, many people say it's a world of chitzonius, even in our ma'isa mitzvahs, we don't have, whether or not careful in the diktukei ha-mitzvah of doing the mitzvah right, mitzvah halacha, with all the hidurim, or it's not right, mitzvah the lev, without the kavana, whether it's all the different chesron, but whatever it is, many of the mitzvahs we do, avada, we're yaitzi the mitzvah, hopefully, b'Hashem, we're yaitzi the mitzvah, but we're not yaitzi it right. It's what Chazal called mitzvahs anashin u'mada. It's to do a mitzvah right, or beyond the norm, to be special. It's such a gevaldige madrega. And that is, if we had a nida schus to come in to shvuas, so the shvuas is a time that we want to become tzaddikim. That when we want to become, according to the shlo, you want to be zeicha to Eilam Haba. That the shlo is two pshatim there. That shvuas is either a diyan on Torah or it's a diyan on Eilam Haba. So what you see from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that this chus, for sure, for Eilam Haba, mistama to be a tzaddik too, is the greatest chus, is if you do a mitzvah right. By doing a mitzvah right, so you go ahead, that greatly, it's in a sense that one mitzvah we do right can be greater, again, than all the thousands and thousands of mitzvahs that we do, because the shleimus of doing it's right.